Chala, Perigimel Mishnah Ches, Hanoitel Sor Meisa Shalo Churma Chalasa, if a person takes leaven out of dough that did not have its Chala taken off, so it's Tevel for Chala, Venoisin Lesoich Isa Shahurma Chalasa, and then he accidentally puts it into dough that had its Chala taken off, so it was dough that was totally Chulin, it was all ready to go, and he put in this Saor of Tevel that did not take Chala off. So he put the uncompleted product that he had to take off challah, and he put it into the product that was completed. He put it into the dough that was completed. Im yesh lo parnos mi makom acher. Now the way the Rav learns this, what does it mean, parnos mi makom acher? So it would just mean that he has a way to sustain himself or to fix this from a different place. What does that mean? That he can take flour, other flour from a different place, and he can add it to this dough. Now how much flour are we talking about? So he has to have enough flour where when you look at that flour and you just think of the leaven that he accidentally put in, so if you take that flour plus the leaven, if all together, that would be 5/4 kav of flour, then what you would do is you would do that. You would then knead all of this flour together, and then you would be mafresh challah and have in mind for all of the tevel that's here, meaning the new flour plus that leaven that's stuck inside of the dough, you would have that in mind, and you'd be mafresh challah onto that. So that's what it means. Im yesh lo parnos makom acher, moitzi lefi cheshbon. This is the way the Rav explains. V'im lav, but if let's say he doesn't have flour to add to this, or not enough flour, moitzi challah achas ala kol. So now what you have to do is that you would take challah off on the whole thing. Now the shear of challah normally is 1/24. For a regular person, not a baker. So it's 1/24. So you have to actually take 1/24 of all of this dough. Now, even though we know that a lot of this dough should not have needed that challah should be taken off of it because it's totally clean, you already took challah off. Nevertheless, min bimino by tevel, since it's all the same min, it's all dough, it's not batel, and even a little bit of tevel asers the whole batch of dough, even the heter part. So since that's the case, therefore, b'di'eved, you have to fix the whole thing. And now you have to be mafresh challah on the whole thing, even the part that was already fixed from the beginning, now became ruined in a certain sense. That's how we look at it. And therefore, you're mafresh on the whole thing. Obviously, l'chatchila, best, as we said, to take mimakom acher, yesh lo parnas mimakom acher, that was the better thing to do. But if not, we take on the whole thing. And you'd obviously end up giving more challah as a result.